Podbot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good, but it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. This vegan satay is marinated in a delicious vegan curry sauce and pan, perfectly fried. The protein comes from seitan, one of my favorite sources of protein in the world, and is grilled, marinated and grilled with curry sauces that are bursting with flavor. This is easy to prepare and can be served hot or cold as long as it marinates the side. This delicious dish inspired me to create a gluten-free, friendly version of my favorite Thai satay, Thai tempeh satay. There is a local Thai restaurant here that serves this pad Thai dish that I love, and it is one of the most popular dishes in the Thai food scene. My favorite satays are those with a spicy curry sauce, as here, or the vegan version. This dish contains all the ingredients for the Thai tempeh satay, except for the coconut milk and a little soy sauce. You have enough to prepare a complete meal and make you full, but not so much that you eat yourself full. Prepare the marinade by combining the smoke with coconut milk, soy sauce and 1/2 cup coconut oil in a small bowl. Transfer to a baking dish or a deep plate and pour the marinades over it. Then grill on a grill or grill and place a skewer on the tempeh satay and grill on each side for about 5 minutes until golden brown. This satay would not be complete without coconut milk and soy sauce marinade and coconut oil, so make sure you prepare this with a good amount of coconut water and a little oil. Bring to the coat and marinate for at least 30 minutes, or until golden brown on all sides and crisp on the outside. Tofu tempeh is one of the most versatile and delicious tofu dishes, and I guarantee that tofu haters can become tofu lovers with this peanut sauce. Put all the ingredients for the peanut sauce in a pan and simmer for a few minutes until thickened, then add the tofu with the soy sauce, garlic, ginger, chili powder, salt and pepper and cook for a further minute on each side until charred. I love to use this peanut sauce with salmon or chicken, stir-fry vegetables and rice or even as a side dish in a stir-fry with rice and tofu. If you're interested in Thai-inspired food, try my other Thai recipes, such as Thai chicken and Thai rice soup. I love this peanut sauce with salmon or chicken, stir-fry vegetables and rice or even a side dish with rice and tofu. It's delicious and I love the combination of sweet and sour sauce and spicy chicken sauce. Please leave a comment or review here on my blog when you make this recipe and don't forget to tag your photos with #minimalistbaker on Instagram. Please leave your comments and rate them on Yelp, Pinterest, Google Plus or other social media sites such as Facebook, Twitter or Pinterest. This Thai tempeh Buddha bowl is packed with nutritious foods and seriously satisfying, drizzled with a simple cashew curry sauce. For the tempeh I like to let it marinate for 10 minutes, but you can make a marinade by putting 1/2 cup coconut oil, 1 tablespoon soy sauce and a pinch of salt into a food processor and dice. You can adjust the flavor as needed, such as adding a little coconut to the coconut milk or a little more oil for a more spicy flavor. The best way to marinate the tempeh is to place it in a bag or a shallow bowl, making sure that all the pieces are absorbed in the marinade. I was lucky enough to find this tempeh satay on one of my dining trips, and I tell you it is delicious. This taste-packaged vegan satays are made with impaled tofu cubes, soaked in a spicy lemongrass marinade, baked and served with a sauce dipped in juicy peanuts. While most restaurant options are made with chicken, meatless saturations are easy to get, especially in Thailand. I'm not sure what to do. #IVay made a few versions of vegan satay over the years, but this tofu-based recipe is my favorite today. It has a much firmer consistency than tofu, making it a great option for those who don't want to enjoy the soft texture of tofu and add something with a bit more bite to their meals. If you haven't tried tempeh yet and are looking for a new way to use this delicious ingredient, here's a tasty section of my vegan tempish recipes that you can try today. Tempeh can be added to curries, stews and chunks instead of pseudo meat, or crumbled to add more texture, and you can add it to curries or stews to get a crispy consistency. Episode 11 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Daisy Shelton. Adios.